item of purchasing. Begin our meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Hall for the
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you please give us your divine wisdom to take care of all the people in Jefferson County, but not just this group of elected officials, every elected official in this county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around our families and our employees that may have had flooding. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There will be two items on today's agenda. The first thing I may is consider and approve the use of job order contracts for emergency repairs at Ford Park, Pivotal Foyer, and possession of Andrew Truck on the Elba to be completed by October 10th. And item B is consider and approve the use of a job order contract for emergency repairs at Ford Park Meeting Room, Locker Room, and Dressing Room at Pivotal Truck on the Elba to be completed by November 5th, 2019. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion.
Yeah, are we confident that these emergency repairs can be made in time for these events?
Yes, we are. In fact, they are just waiting for the word to pull the trigger and they can be on site. I mean, I did get another quote for the first item for the exhibit hall and the foyer. And there was a $5,500 difference, but the lower one did not include any of the plywood, nor the coat base, or the concession stand. So it wasn't exactly apples to apples.
And I believe Deb sent a email to us yesterday afternoon that outlined the revenues that would be lost, which was about three times more than what we're spending.
Yes, I did ask Claudia for that information just in case that we had a problem. Also, on the second item, I could not get another quote. So, but they are prepared to move forward and get it done in a timely manner. And I believe Claudio and them have been working with them during the restoration. So I hope you feel confident.
Will this temporary emergency fix be temporary?
No, these are permanent.
And that would add to when they do the permanent fix.
Yes.
Okay. So the cost for this would be deducted from what they.
Whatever we.
But these are. Let me ask this then. These are not temporary fixes. These are permanent fixes.
Are permanent fixes in order to have the events that we have outlined in your email yesterday.
Let me ask you a question to you guys. Are these a permanent fix that will enable us to do the January events?
Yes, sir. These are the hall and the lobby, yes.
So these are permanent effects.
That's
where my concern would come. I do not want to spend, with the public that we have right now that's suffering, I do not want to spend money unwise. I'll put it on the table straight off without a doubt, because I notice that we are above what we were, we projected. No, we're above what during the disaster, the amount came back 500 some thousand. We're above that now, 585 now, right?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is I wanna make sure that we're close to possible, because we have too many people in our community in Jefferson County that are hurt right now.
Is this code? Any other repairs that are done after this, we will bid them out in accordance with Code of Federal Regulations, Part 200, so that we can seek reimbursement.
And that will be on Friday's agenda to enlist qualifications to acquire your architect's engineer.
And question to Deb and Claudio. In the report that you gave us, it's about $1 million in future revenues that are impacted by these design fixes. And based on y'all's information, with both of these projects being completed on or before the due date, these events will continue unless they cancel or some for another reason?
No, absolutely. They all plan on coming through the complex as long as we're functional and operational for them. And we would require both phases here to get us through all the events from now. Yeah, absolutely. All the events are confirmed. We're committed to them with contracts that we're talking about here. And if we get both phase one and phase two approved, that's on the agenda today, that gets us what we need to execute every event from October through January.
And one other question regarding the concession stand. Which concession stand in particular?
That's the one at the exhibit hall.
Okay, it's not the new one that's being constructed? Okay.
Not the exhibit hall.
Did that sustain any flooding, or is it how far along are they? I haven't been out there on the new concession.
The concession stand, they've broken ground in it. They've been working on it for a couple of weeks now. It did not sustain any storm-related damage.
So was there any observation as to the flooding there that would need to change the slab or anything?
No. Fortunately, we're early enough that there's no concerns there. Okay. You know, there was some water that got into existing structures, coaches' office, restrooms, but nothing in that area.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Congress. How's this code?
And it'll go to our disaster fund, and then as you know, it'll be applied towards the deductible for, we'll buy it to come out of pocket on this. We'll try for some things about the, just because of the use of the job. We'll see. Just kind of tell them extreme circumstances because of the loss of revenue. Okay. We'll plead our case.
And one other quick question. Have the users of the facilities been notified of the current proposed construction, assuming this is approved today?
Yeah, I've been in contact with all of them. The most pressing is one next weekend, and we're meeting with them tomorrow morning. So hopefully we have the answer. But we're collectively as the planning.
I think it's very important. Public and especially the users know that we're working diligently on trying to get these things fixed so they don't cancel or pull out from purchasing tickets or whatever.
Now they're all aware of that. We feel the cost from not only them but also patrons who are buying tickets.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay.
Yeah.
And one last question for me that I noticed you said there was 12,500 tickets out. Do we know how many tickets we have sold? Are these events farther down the road, or in phase one, two, what you're saying, or do they have another phase?
Now, the 12.5 that I included in that email, those are for ticketed events that are currently on sale between now and January. But we're selling the tickets on a daily basis, so that number increases.
Patrick, do y'all have aerials of Ford Park when it was underwater? I know there's some floating around. So
yes.
I just want to make sure y'all have those.
Yes, we do. Somebody took it from a helicopter.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. And that completes our agenda. We will have another meeting on Friday. A special meeting of the Commissioner's Court, but not an emergency meeting.
Judge, would you like to elaborate on the fact that we've had a presidential declaration submitted by the
Senate? Yes, yesterday. About 3 o'clock, Governor Abbott sent his request for a presidential declaration to the White House and to Tony Robinson, the team on Region 6. And it was a request for a declaration as to individual assistance only, so that's assistance to members of the community impacted by the flood. He has not yet requested a public assistance because they are in the process of doing damage assessments. Mr. Swain, Ms. Erickson, and Mr. White will be meeting with FEMA on Friday to validate our numbers. The state has the numbers down a little bit from $83.5 million down to $2.8 million this morning, which is 2.5 times the threshold of $37.7 million for the state. And he only asked for a disaster declaration for individual assistance for 5 counties, Jefferson County being. Anything further? Not thank you for being here. We're adjourned.
Can you send the copies?
All right, Jeff.